Biographical sketch.
Alexander the Great is considered by many to be the greatest military leader in history. He was born in northern Greece in 356 BC. His father was King Philip II of Macedon. When he was 13, Alexander was tutored by the famous philosopher Aristotle. In his mid-teens, Alexander joined the military and later fought alongside his father in conquering the southern part of Greece. When his father was assassinated in 336 BC, Alexander ascended to the throne at the age of 20. He was young, but he was brave, strong, handsome, quick-witted, and thirsting for glory. The remainder of his brief life was spent in almost constant warfare. On hearing of the assassination of Philip, southern Greece revolted, but Alexander quickly put an end to the rebellion. He then marched towards Egypt and annexed it to his empire. There, he founded the city of Alexandria and was ready for his main objective, which was a total conquest of the Persian Empire. Alexander defeated the Persian king Darius in a number of epic battles and destroyed the capital, Persepolis. He was proclaimed king of Persia and married a Persian princess. Alexander continued eastward towards India, crossed the Indus River, and defeated a large Indian force. At this point, Alexander's weary, homesick army rebelled and refused to go any further, so he reluctantly headed back. He made it halfway home, but died of fever in his early 30s in the city of Babylon. He had covered many thousands of kilometers in 13 years, had fought countless battles, and had never been defeated. The actual life of Alexander the Great tells only part of his remarkable story. When he died, his empire stretched south to Egypt and east to India. This huge area was partitioned up by Alexander's generals, each general taking a different section to rule. These new kingdoms were influenced by its Greek rulers, language, and culture in what is called the Hellenistic period, 323 BC to 146 BC. One large debt we owe to Alexander and Hellenism is in making the Renaissance possible. Greek was the predominant language of the Eastern Roman Empire, and many of the important scientific and literary texts from ancient Greece were preserved in its capital, Constantinople. Copies of these texts were brought to Italy in the late Middle Ages. This eventually led to the Renaissance, or rebirth of learning, which was the start of our modern world.